Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to introduce you to a special series of our podcasts, Behind the Curtain, which brings you backstage to hear what it takes to deliver the inspirational performances and the personal stories of America's best young classical musicians. This week, we're going to hear from our radio co-producer, Tim Banker, about what it takes to structure the interviews and conceive the non-musical parts of the show. Enjoy. Now you have to give a warm welcome for our local kid on today's show from nearby Westford, Massachusetts, a very talented 17-year-old cellist, Patrick McGuire.
I will be playing the second movement of Schumann's Cello Concerto in A minor.
Just to give a sense of how we came up with Patrick, Patrick had applied to our show. He's a kid that was sort of in our stable of great kids that were... That we just sort of knew about, and we were delighted when we found out that he was local to Worcester, because each show we like to feature one local kid. We then, you know, once we found out that he was local, we listened to his piece, and we found, now his piece is very, very lyrical and slow and very, very meditative. So we had to make sure that that's on a show with other repertoire that can complement that, meaning up-tempo pieces, simply put, or pieces that have a greater drive. That was the next thing we looked at. And then, of course, we looked at his personality. And, you know, I would not say he's the most gregarious kid. He's not particularly shy. He's just a little bit, you know, to himself. You know, he's a contained kid. So we took that into consideration, too.
So now you're from Westford, but you study at a wonderful arts boarding school not so far from here.
Yeah, I study at Walnut Hill School for the Arts in Natick.
And I hear you're sort of a troublemaker there. You don't come off as a troublemaker to me, but what kind of trouble are you getting up to at Walnut Hill?
Well, I like to make prank phone calls.
Prank phone calls? Uh-huh. So what kind of things, you know, you call somebody up, what happens?
I call people up, usually musical friends, and I'll hold the phone up to the piano and just start banging on the piano and see how the reaction is.
Nice. You have to hold the phone up to your ear to hear the reaction, though, Patrick. You just have to kind of get it back and forth really quickly. So you don't get away with your prank calls much anymore. Why is that?
Not so much. I have this problem of calling the same people over and over again, and then they realize that it's just me. Mm-hmm. So one time I called my friend, her name is Audrey, and instead of just picking up and waiting, she picked up and said, "Patrick, stop calling me."
Yeah, I had a bunch of girlfriends who would say things like that.
What's funny about him is that he's got this, as you can hear, his delivery is a contradiction to the stories that he tells, because he tells all these stories of creating mischief, but he himself, you can't imagine this kid creating mischief, which is part of the reason why we chose to talk about that, because he comes across as, you know, oh, he would never, you know, he wouldn't hurt a fly, but I guess he's a little bit kookier than that. Anything that is an odd juxtaposition to classical music we enjoy, like prank phone calls and classical music, and how do they go together?
But you know, Patrick, you're not the first classical musician to make prank phone calls. Pronto!
I was wondering, your refrigerator running?
Cut it out, Johann Sebastian. I know it's you. Stop calling me.
See what I mean? Old man Bach prank calling Domenico Scarlatti. I mean, it's been going on for as long as there's been telephones. I guess they didn't have telephones back then.
A little point of interest is that we did have to lose one element of Patrick McGuire's story that I really loved, which was the fact that his reasons for playing the cello, for choosing the cello, were really cute.
Hey, Patrick, what memories does this bring back?
Little bear, little bear, I've got a kiss for you from Mother Bear.
What's that? That's music. It sounded like a cello in there. And what was the little bear thing? What's that? What's going on?
Yeah, that's the music from the show Little Bear. It's actually the reason why I started playing cello.
Really?
Yeah.
We hear about, you know, Itzhak Perlman turning kids on to the violin via Sesame Street, but I've never heard Little Bear, you know, spawning Yo-Yo Ma or anything like that. But how did it happen?
Well, when I was in third grade, I was standing in line in school waiting to choose my instrument to play in school. And I was having a hard time. We had to choose a string instrument. And I didn't really want to play the violin because it was too high and scratchy, and that was just really ugly. And I didn't want to play the cello because I thought it was too low and you couldn't hear it anyway. So then I decided, I was really excited, I was just going to play the viola.
But then you get no respect.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm really glad that I didn't do that. Fortunately, my mom was knowledgeable to step in and say, no, you can't play viola. You should play the cello. Cello is played on that song that you really like from Little Bear.
Wow, it's so. Little Bear theme song. So there you go.
That hit the cutting room floor. It didn't make our 59-minute cut for radio.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing this piece with you. Tell everybody what it is.
We'll be playing the second movement of Schumann's Cello Concerto in A minor.
Thank you.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.